Hamish Macbeth, Death of a Ghost, Hamish Macbeth, Book 32, written by M.C. Beaton and read by David Monteith.
Chapter 1. The Murmur of the Mourning Ghost, Sidney Thompson Dobell. Police Sergeant Hamish Macbeth was feeling trapped. He had started an affair with the head of the Strathbane Forensic Department, Christine Dalray, and had begun to feel as if he had been arrested. His police station home in the village of Loch Doo in Sutherland was no longer a refuge. He often thought wearily that he should have known that a woman who could head and command a department of boozy male chauvinists would be a control freak. Christine was attractive to look at, with long legs and curly hair. But she managed his meals, his dress, and how they performed in bed. Hamish was afraid to ditch her, in case she told the authorities that his sidekick, Police Constable Charlie Carter, was staying at a basement flat in the Tommel Castle Hotel. Charlie was too clumsy to have in the police station, but he was kind, hard-working, and amiable, which is why Hamish found himself one morning whistling for his dogs and fleeing the station to join Charlie for breakfast before Christine woke. So far, he had kept his worries about life with Christine to himself. But as he relaxed in Charlie's cosy little flat in front of the peat fire, while Charlie fried sausages, he was overcome with a desire to share his troubles. So when breakfast was over, Hamish said awkwardly, "I want rid of Christine." Charlie was a giant of a man, with childlike blue eyes and fair hair. "I saw that coming," he said. "They call her Attila the Hun over at the lab, except the H in Hun is replaced with a C, and the T..." "I get the picture," said Hamish hurriedly. "Why didn't you tell me?" "I thought you were all set for the altar," said Charlie. "What are you going to do?" "I don't know. Think of something." "Have you asked the fairies?" "For the umpteenth time, Charlie, there are no such things." Charlie sat with his head bowed. "Now I know what away with the fairies really means," thought Hamish bitterly. But Charlie suddenly looked up and grinned. "I've got it!" "Out with it." "Blair hates your guts, right?" Detective Chief Inspector Blair was the bane of Hamish's life. "What's that got to do with anything?" asked Hamish. "It's like this. I'll go down to Strathbane and gossip about how you are so mad about Christine that if she left you it would break your heart. Blair would move mountains to bring that about." "Och," said Hamish, "he'll tell her awful things about me, and she knows how much the scunner hates me. She won't listen." "He's not that daft. Worth a try." Perhaps the fairies had taken against Hamish Macbeth because Charlie's plan worked in the worst way possible. 2 days later, he was summoned to police headquarters to face Superintendent Daviot. Daviot was in a foul mood. 8 Scottish police departments had been merged into one called Police Scotland, which seemed to mean it had become a sort of state within a state, with enough form-filling paperwork and bureaucracy to make a French bureaucrat weep with envy. He gazed over the pile of paperwork on his desk as Hamish was ushered in.
"Sit down," he said. "It's time we had a man-to-man talk."
Hamish sat down and put his cap at his feet. Daviot was a grey man, grey hair, grey eyes and grey suit. He considered Macbeth a maverick. Surely his flaming red hair couldn't be natural.
"It has come to my ears," said Daviot, "that you are cohabiting with a member of the force."
"I'm not having an affair with a policewoman," said Hamish.
"No, but the forensic department is part of Police Scotland, and there are people always on the lookout for some, well, let us call it, breaches of police etiquette."
"You are quite right, sir," said Hamish meekly. "I shall end the affair today.